Fanboy Nation.
This is your pal Daffy Duck, and you're watching.
You're watching.
We're watching. You're watching Fanboy.
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 A fanboy, etc.
Fanboy Nation.
Dad, I assume Tom.
Listen, we are here at Ocean View High School preparing for the U.S. Open of Wrestling this coming week in Las Vegas with two defending champions, Brian Jones and Dr. Petros Petrosian. Gentlemen, you're the current world champions in freestyle wrestling and in Greco-Roman, respectively, for your weight classes and for the master's division. What does it mean to you to go back now and try to recapture the United States title?
That's not until October.
What, the U.S. title?
Yeah.
I thought the U.S. title was this weekend.
No, it's the national title.
Oh, national title.
The world
Sorry.
Title.
Yeah, nationals now and then world's in October.
So what's happening in Las Vegas this week is we're actually getting our world championship rings in a ceremony on Thursday because last year was the first time that the U.S. has won both the freestyle and Greco world championships as a team.
Wow. And so the presentations are going to be done in Las Vegas, and this is for the Masters Division? Or
this is
across?
The Masters Division, yeah, the Masters Division. So we're going to get our world championship rings and have a little ceremony.
Beautiful. Yeah, is it going to look like one of those giant Super Bowl rings, or is it going to look like something normal?
No, it's a big giant Super Bowl ring. So go big or go home is what we say.
And what do they do for the U.S. champions? Medals or?
No, we get these wooden plaques. It's called the stop sign. Mm. And it's a big octagonal wooden plaque.
Petros, you're getting ready for your weight class, 88 kilos?
Yes, yeah. 88 kilos.
Yeah. You're multi-time U.S. champion, multi-time U.S. champion. How many U.S. championships do you have, and how many world championships?
I'm like 8 times U.S. champion and 2 times world third, 2 times silver, time gold.
So you're going for your 3rd gold in for the world, and your 9th in the United States.
I'm going my 10th in the United States because I'm gonna do freestyle and Greco.
Oh, you're gonna do both.
Both.
So you plan on winning both to make it an even 10 before you retire.
Yes.
Okay. So now in the U.S. Open or for the U.S. Tournament, it's up to a certain age, correct?
Yes.
What's the age limit in the United States?
I'm doing like
E category.
E category.
Which goes to 1964.
Okay.
Is the youngest. And I think there's one more F, which goes up to 73, I think.
75.
Yeah.
So you can wrestle up until 75 years old?
No.
Or, born in 1975.
No, that's... The last one is F, is going to 75.
Wow.
But before, sir, they like which one? E.
E.
E, like 1964 to...
Yeah, below to like 1957 or something.
Okay.
They change it around. I've wrestled guys, and the next year we're in different age groups, and the next year we're back in the same age group. So I don't really understand it.
So they just keep changing the age group from year to year.
They seem to change it here to here. Yeah, I mean.
You can do them like 15 years more.
Yeah. Okay.
And then for the worlds, what's the age limit?
World is
60.
60.
Our last year.
Last one. Last year.
And then, since all the old guys like wrestling so much, after UWW cut the upper age division, they formed their own world championship, which goes up to 75. It's in Poland this year in June. It's very well represented.
And so are you guys going to go watch the older guys in June, or are you going to just prepare for next year?
We're preparing for worlds this year, and we're going to go wrestle there next year.
Beautiful. And what's that tournament called in Poland?
No idea.
Some festival. World Wrestling Festival.
World Wrestling Festival. Good. So UWW has cut the age limit to 60, and then this other one is going to go up to 75. What is it about people in your age group that still want to actively compete? We hear the jiu-jitsu guys saying you can do this for the rest of your life, but the intensity of wrestling is a lot more than jiu-jitsu. You know, and we see a lot of older wrestlers that can't walk anymore translate to Brazilian Jiu-Jitsu because they can roll longer. But what's the drive to keep wrestling?
Well, like Dan Gable said, once you wrestle, everything else is easy. So as long as you can do it, wrestling is the greatest sport.
Yeah. Petros, I know in Eastern Europe, a lot of them will switch from wrestling to sambo or wrestling to judo. You know, why still wrestle all this time?
People want to be young. When you're doing wrestling, you're always feeling young.
Until you...
Until after the match.
Until you wake up in an ice bath. Yeah. So the tournament now for the Masters division begins Wednesday. And so for the Masters is only Wednesday and Thursday, or does it go all weekend?
No, for Masters only...
Wednesday, Greco, Thursday, freestyle.
Yeah, and but keep going for others, like U15, U17, U20, and seniors, girls.
So it's and so it's become...
Until Sunday.
So it goes until Sunday. So Masters is Greco Wednesday, Freestyle Thursday, and then the younger people go Friday, Saturday, Sunday, or they start also on Wednesday?
No, keep parallel, keep going.
Yeah, kids are in like Wednesday. Okay. It's a huge...
There is many, like mats, many competitions, not only...
Some like 25 mats.
Mm-hmm. Oh, wow.
It's huge.
Yeah, and with this year being the last year for you, you know, how, you know, does it matter if it's a technical win, if it's by points, if it's by pinfall? Obviously, everyone wants to get the pin. But a win is a win. Does it matter how you win or so long as you win?
It matters for team points. Because mm-hmm. wrestling is unique, as I know of, that you have. It's an individual sport mm-hmm. that's also a team sport. Mm-hmm. So there are different team points right. for a victory, for a major victory, and for a fall.
We need the only gold medal. Mm. No silver.
Yeah. So I have a silver, a bronze, and a gold in world championships. So
that's fantastic. Now, when we sit there, and this week, for the people that are going to be there, it's going to be at the South Point in Las Vegas. You know, weigh-ins are Wednesday morning or Tuesday night?
Wednesday morning.
So...
Wednesday morning, then you wrestle Wednesday a little later in the day.
Weights and medical check in the morning, and then 10 o'clock start the wrestling.
So weigh-in is 7 o'clock, and then you have 3 hours to have breakfast, rehydrate,
yes.
and then get back to it. You know, a lot of the other combat sports have similar traditions of the weight cut and then coming back. UFC, especially other forms of MMA, have followed suit, but it seems that the best... or at least the champions in mixed martial arts, all have wrestling backgrounds. What does that say about wrestling in comparison to the other grappling arts?
I don't know. They're all good. Mm-hmm. Sports are good. Competition is good. It makes you healthy. It makes you stronger. And wrestling is a metaphor for life, right? So every sport has its strengths and weaknesses. So wrestling is something I think, though, that translates into multiple sports.
Now, Brian, are you going to do Greco only, or are you going to do Greco and freestyle as well, like Petros?
I do Greco and freestyle.
Okay. So you're going to do both?
I'm going to do both.
All right. Petros, you're doing both?
Yes.
You know, qualifying, obviously you both want the gold. But what is the minimum qualification? The bronze to get to Worlds, or is it...
No, for the Masters level, if you think you're able to compete, they'll let you come in. Mm-hmm. But nobody sucks at Worlds.
Right.
So,
well, if you've been doing it for that long.
Yeah, so it is a tough tournament. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Now, do you have family going with you to watch, or is it just strictly by yourself to focus?
Since every time my family comes, I lose.
So... Oh, no, my family.
Yeah, so we're going by ourselves this time.
Yeah. Next time.
Okay. Next time?
Yeah.
When it's the World Championship?
Yeah. Maybe go to Greece.
Greece would be fun. Yeah. So, gentlemen, before we let you go, are you going? How early are you going just so you can be rested before the weigh-ins on Wednesday morning? Are you going Monday so you can have 2 days to relax? Or?
No, one day before.
Just going on Tuesday, one day before? Mm-hmm. Brian, yourself, you're going...
I actually have work Monday and Tuesday, so I'm going up Monday night.
Okay.
So take care of business, and then we'll go wrestle.
Fantastic. And so is UWW going to put it on their YouTube page or on the...
I think Flow Wrestling tends to have all these. So,
well, gentlemen, good luck to you this coming week. And we will follow up with you to see how well you did in Nationals. Thank you.
Thank you.
Well, let's ask one more question.
Sure.
Who's your favorite wrestler to watch at the U.S. Open?
Ooh, that's a good one.
What? Who is your favorite wrestler to watch at the U.S. Open?
Besides Petros?
Yeah.
I'm going to see if I can watch Gable Stevenson.
Gable Stevenson.
Yeah. And Rulon, of course.
Yeah. And Rulon.
Rulon's going to try and make an attempt for the Olympics, he said, which would be pretty cool. So,
have you heard of him doing any significant training?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. He trains in Utah, and then he was actually down with one of my buddies at Phase 4.
Wow.
At Phase 4?
Phase 4.
Because last I saw Rulon, he was pushing 400 pounds.
He's a big guy. But, yeah, he's...
Is he going to make weight at 285? Yeah. Or what does he got to make weight at?
I like it on Taylor.
You want to see David Taylor?
David Taylor?
Okay. Your favorite guy.
My favorite.
And Spencer Lee should be pretty fun to watch if we get to watch him for that.
And Spencer Lee...
Those are good questions, Gene. I appreciate that. Thank you for reminding me of those.
Yeah, I think everybody wants to know who. And now, historically, who's your favorite wrestler in history?
John Smith.
John Smith.
John Smith.
And?
Got to be Andre the Giant.
Andre the Giant.
I don't think he would have ever made weight.
Well, remember, back in the day, there was unlimited.
Right.
In U.S., John Smith, but in Soviet Union, it's Fadzaev. You know Fadzaev?
Fadzaev.
Fadzaev is like 10 years, don't give it nobody 1 point.
Yeah. Was it Arsen Fadzaev?
Yes.
Arsen.
If I had to pick, I'd say Dave Schultz, because I met him.
Dave Schultz.
He was a teammate of my high school wrestling coach, I think. He brought him over to the wrestling when they came for the Olympics. He came by and showed us some stuff. He was a character, to say the least.
You know, David Schultz was also coached by Chris Horpel, Frank Horpel's son. And Frank Horpel ran the Newport Harbor wrestling program for the local club. And that was when it was the first time and only time I think Orange County ever had a nationally ranked freestyle and Greco club. Frank Horpel run it. Chris took over, I think, and then coached the Palo Alto club. And that was the one that Mark and Dave Schultz both were at. So he was coached by an Orange County guy, Dave Schultz.
It's interesting to see how many jiu-jitsu schools, Brazilian jiu-jitsu schools, have popped up. Mm-hmm. Yet wrestling is the primary foundation for mixed martial arts. And we don't see as many clubs as we possibly thought we would.
Yeah.
That's because UFC made jiu-jitsu sexy.
True. They do.
So wrestle. But if you ask a jiu-jitsu guy, he'll tell you wrestling is...
Can we do jiu-jitsu?
No.
Why? Because, you know why? Because when we're going to world championship, before 2 days, Sam Jim is going world championship for...
I have no interest in laying on my back and kicking people.
You want to try jiu-jitsu?
Maybe.
Also, you know the new...
Not jiu-jitsu. What's the grappling?
Grappling.
Yeah, grappling.
Like with Dan Breakfast.
Oh, okay.
Another question I think would be interesting is, do you think, Brian and Petros, that USA should do freestyle wrestling in high school as a high school sport?
No.
Now I think you should stay.
Folk style is a uniquely American sport. No one else in the world does folk style.
And we should keep it.
And we need to keep it. We need to keep that tradition alive. So I like having the high school and then the freestyle seasons because you can, you know, and really good wrestlers can do both.
But they're separate arts.
They're separate arts, and you know, has roots in the American Indian.
Is national.
American Indian wrestling. Oh. Abraham Lincoln did wrestling. You know, he was 301 or something like that.
Abraham Lincoln, that's great wrestling.
That was your grappling. Yeah. It wasn't the classic
wrestling.
And what's
the wrestling call in your country like before your?
He's a Syrian.
Yeah.
Not Syrian, Assyrian.
No, Assyrian.
Assyrian is different. Yeah.
I said Assyrian.
Assyrian, I have a national wrestling.
Used to, yeah.
And Iran and Assyria and Armenia and all countries have a national wrestling. And Armenia called how cool I call it? We dancing and start doing like close to sambo. Goch.
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 Start dancing like this, and then coming.
Whoa, okay.
One day I'll show you.
So every country
has a form of wrestling.
Has a form of wrestling, mm-hmm. So America yeah. should keep folk.
Yeah. Yeah, that's inherently American. Makes sense.
Makes
Absolutely.
Sense.
Can you write Armenian Goch is coming?
Armenian Goch.
K-O-H.
Well,
grappling, I like too.
Or R.
Like catch stuff?
K-O-R?
Catch it. It's basically wrestling with submission holds, right. You know, no striking. My close friend Blair Green is kind of
Can you write
that.
Armenian national wrestling?
A good tradition of that as well.
Paper.
So with everything that's coming about and then the various styles of grappling, whether it's Brazilian jiu-jitsu, Japanese jiu-jitsu, judo, catch wrestling, folk wrestling, freestyle, Greco-Roman, you know, the world is open to various forms of grappling. Would it be more beneficial for the Olympics to have a combined wrestling style of, you know, the submission styles, you know, with no gi and gi to, for fear of losing freestyle and judo in the future?
I don't know. You know, the
coach.
We lost wrestling in the Olympics, most because the wrestling is concentrated in Asia, Russia, Eastern European, America. Those are the powerhouses, while the International Olympic Committee is Europe, South America, where they don't have that tradition of wrestling. And I think they were surprised at the outcry when they proposed to drop wrestling, which is one of the original Olympic sports ever. So, but, you know, obviously, they learned, they're tinkering with the rules, and making it a lot more technical, esoteric sport, and they were losing the average viewer, which I think also contributed. So they kind of figured that out and took away some of this, you know, some of the rule changes they had made that turned out to be unpopular with the viewers. They weren't necessarily unpopular with the wrestlers, but with the viewers. Right. So now we're back to more of a pure form. But I don't know if you were keeping track in the collegiate wrestling world. They're looking at adding a three-point takedown, no riding time unless you have scored a near fall in that period. So things to make it a little more exciting. So collegiate wrestling is a very exciting sport because you understand what's going on.
Yeah.
However, for the random viewer, it just looks like two guys pushing each other and then scoring a point.
Yeah.
So freestyle has always been about the attack. They reward attacking. They reward aggressiveness. Folk style has always been more about control. So who can control the other wrestler better? So it's a mind shift. But in terms of viewership, freestyle and Greco is a lot more exciting because it's got the throws and the turns and twists. So
yeah. And now since we're a part of Orange County Grappling. Here, you know, three letters OCG. What can OCG's representation show the U.S. Open?
Well, I think it's building. At some point, the letters OCG will strike fear in the hearts of other wrestlers. But it's a rebuilding process. So you know, we have this the kid group coming up. We have the adult group coming along. I think we'll have to. Talking to Gene, we're going to have a focus on competition now that the kids are training up. So I think we always did well in the tournaments we go to. We always get some hardware. So I think we keep pushing that and, you know, set the expectations high because that's what wrestling and wrestlers do. I think we'll be very successful.
Right. And is there any goal to get down to 100 kilos for next year's tournament, Brian?
Never say never, but probably not by next year.
I have wrestled that in the past.
Yeah. For people that don't realize that, that's 220 pounds.
Yeah.
So.
And a quick question, Brian, when did you start wrestling?
I wrestled in high school. Well, actually, I wrestled in Germany. And my dad worked for the Army, so they had a wrestling program. So we did that.
They called it ringing there.
Ringing.
And Petros, when did you start wrestling?
When I'm 11.
11 years old?
Mm-hmm.
And then just the whole life from there?
Yeah. No, I do wrestling until when it broke Soviet Union, 1991,
mm-hmm.
and I stopped. And then after 10 years, when I come U.S., mm-hmm. and I start work in Golden Boys Club in North Hollywood mm-hmm. Coach, and start practice and go to veterans.
Is there a good sport to help as a secondary sport to help you make you a better wrestler? So like some people, like Gene used to run cross country so he could have better stamina to be a better wrestler.
Mm-hmm.
Is there a secondary sport like soccer to make you a better wrestler?
Yeah, soccer.
Basketball? What soccer is a good one?
Soccer, swimming, and basketball, all like moving sports is mm-hmm. good for body, you know, like foundation for wrestlers.
And Coach Petrosian ran 5K and also long distance skiing?
I'm
cross-country skiing?
Cross-country skiing in Armenia.
I'm number three in my city, like ski,
mm-hmm.
and in Armenia country national in 5,000 meter is like number three.
Wow. So you're just top five everywhere.
Yeah, if you need to be a wrestler,
mm-hmm.
you need to run every day. If you're running, you have good condition and you're strong and breathe good. For wrestler, it's important that your breath is good.
And Ryan, what's a good supplemental sport that you would also recommend besides just running, swimming, and soccer?
Those are all good.
Mm-hmm.
And wrestling.
No, but best one, if I tell somebody to your kids from 5 years,
mm-hmm.
kids need to go to or swimming or gymnastic and build his body good. And then when he's come 10, 11, come to wrestling. Because when coming wrestling, already body is ready for any sport.
Start with swimming and move to wrestling. I like that.
Yeah.
So swimming and gymnastics. Huh?
Yeah.
Gymnastic.
Yeah. But it's better for the lighter weights because if you're going to end up being a heavyweight and you're going to be a lot taller, gymnastics isn't the best for you because there's no room to tumble.
Hmm. Yeah, but I think when you're young, you're not big yet.
Right.
You're still building up all your joints and your cartilage, ligaments, because I think those are the things that get, when they get torn, it's a long healing process. You break a bone, it heals pretty fast.
Yeah, especially as a kid.
This gymnastic kids is moving good, you know.
Yeah,
like
coordination.
Plus the build, like body, you know, like coming out, going.
Yeah, the tumbling?
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Yeah, so gymnastics, swimming, wrestling. Yes. There you go. Gentlemen,
and running.
You know, if you're not running, you're not breathing, you're not winning.
Yeah, no running, no resting.
I like that, gentlemen. Thank you so much for today. Good luck at the U.S. Opens this coming week in Las Vegas. Again, we are here at Ocean View High School in Huntington Beach with Orange County Grappling coaches and world champions, Dr. Petros Petrosian and Brian Jones.